Green Bay Packers fans will doubtless remember Willie Buchanan, the first-round draft pick in 1972. He was a Defensive Rookie of the Year that season and a three-time Pro Bowler in his career. He anchored the Packer defense during the years when the offense was kind of sputtering. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Willie Buchanan just turned 70, still lives out in the area where he grew up, beautiful Oceanside, California. He's a member of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and it's a pleasure to have him on the show. So you are a legend from the 70s, Willie, and Packer fans will never forget what you did on the field, but why don't you bring us up to speed a little bit? Folks may wonder what your life has been like since you wore green and gold. Tell us what you're doing out there at Oceanside, what you've done, about your family, et cetera.
Well, I've kind of been doing a little bit of everything, enjoying the life and the blessings that God has put in my path. So, like I said, I'm in Oceanside, California. I have a real estate company that I've been involved in for over 30 years, and actually got grandfathered in for the first time, so I don't have to take any more tests and anything like that in California. Because of my age, I just turned 70 and years in the business, so that part is good. I'm married for 41 years. I have two kids and 8 grandkids. So we are enjoying our life out here. And I told my kids and grandkids this Thanksgiving, I said, we got a lot of things to be thankful for, but Thanksgiving was the best day in 2020 that I've had.
That's great. I've heard that you've got some pretty serious culinary skills, too, that you're quite a cook.
Well, yeah, I love to cook. And matter of fact, everybody in our family, all the men in the family cook. So it's a good thing, and we love and enjoy doing. We like to serve. That's what God is telling us to do. So
that's terrific. All right, so you're a defensive back from San Diego State, All-American there, and on draft day 1972, you get a phone call from Green Bay, Wisconsin, that the team has made you their top draft choice. Your reaction, what did you think?
Well, it was a good day for me, and I did not care what team I went to. I just, as long as I got drafted, and I thought for a while I was going to get drafted by either Pittsburgh or Cleveland, and Green Bay was in the picture, but really not in the picture. And there was a call from Dave Hanner of the Green Bay Packers, and says, you've been drafted by the Green Bay Packers. I hope you have a big coat. I said, I don't have a big coat, but I'm sure the money you're going to pay me, I can afford one.
Yes. Yeah, you got just enough for a coat to wear in Green Bay. So here's a kid from Southern Cali. You grew up in beautiful, warm Oceanside, California, and you'd seen Packers football in December and January, you know, the frozen tundra. That had to give you some pause, something to think about, huh?
Well, you know what? It's a situation where you do what you have to do. I always knew that I was coming back to California in January, February, so the major part of the coldness was then, and I could put up with 6 months out of the year and come back to California and know that I could thaw out in California. But, you know, it was a climatic change for me. And I tell everybody anyway, I said, as long as you're on the football field and concentrating on playing, you're not going to be cold. Mm-hmm. It's just when you come off the bench. So you got to make sure that you keep your ball rolling and stay warm. And, you know, even in the times that I played, you know, I've always found out what it takes to keep you warm and keep you moving, especially in Green Bay. So, you know, and we had good equipment managers that probably gave us the best equipment available.
Sure, sure. All right, so you've seen some Packer games this year. Aaron Rodgers and company challenging for the NFC title this year. What do you think of the ball club?
Well, they're all, you know, they always say the Pack will be back. Packers are a team that always going to be in the forefront of the league. And no matter how up or down they are, they're always going to be able to at least make it to the playoffs or get close to the playoffs or get in the Super Bowl or do things like that. So I think Aaron Rodgers is one great quarterback, and I think he's a good team leader. And you know, when you have a person like him in the midst, that all you have to do is put that supporting force out there behind him, and he can play forever.
Yeah, and they seem to have the supporting cast this year. All right, Willie Buchanan, the Packers Hall of Famer, rookie defensive back of the year in 72. He was a Pro Bowler and All-Pro player. My guest today from his home out in Oceanside, California. Still a whole lot more to talk about with you, Willie. So let's see if we can get you back on the next Sports and Commentary show. I'd like to find out about that first training camp with Dan Devine, players like Scott Hunter and John Brockington, and a touch of the old with Carol Dale and Ray Nitschke that year. So I'd like to get you back on our next S&C. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it. Willie Buchanan. That's Sports and Commentary. Have a great day, everybody.